Advocates of ranked choice voting are celebrating today. Earlier, they submitted signatures that restore the law that Maine voters passed 2 years ago. Mal Leary has this report.
Follow along here because this story can get confusing. 2 years ago, supporters of ranked choice voting were able to pass a citizens initiative that changed how elections are decided in Maine. But after the state Supreme Court issued an advisory opinion concluding that there were constitutional problems with the law, the legislature suspended ranked choice voting to give time to consider a constitutional change to clear the way. An effort to get a constitutional amendment out to the voters fell short, so ranked choice voting supporters turned to another section of the Constitution, the so-called People's Veto, and collected enough signatures to restore the suspended law. Kyle Bailey, campaign manager of the group, addressed supporters at the Statehouse on Friday.
The state of Maine belongs to we the people. Augusta politicians grabbing power for themselves and their well-connected friends and their big campaign contributors will not stand. We're here today to help shift power back to Maine people and away from special interests.
Several supporters, including Cushing Samp of Saco, told stories of standing out in this winter's very cold weather to collect signatures while the ink in their pens froze.
So was it worth it?
Yes! Yes!
Would we do it again?
Yes!
Supporters then turned in what they say are 80,000 signatures. They need just over 61,000 to force a vote in June on whether to overturn the law that suspended ranked choice voting. Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says his office has 30 days to certify signatures using a checklist for each name.
Was it circulated by a registered voter? Was it signed by a registered voter? And was it properly notarized and then verified by a town clerk? You know, and we just check all that work. And if that all comes together, then the signature is good.
And in the meantime, and if there are enough signatures, Dunlap will also have to gear up for a very different primary election, in which voters will rank their choices, say for governor, in order of preference until one candidate garners a majority of the votes. Dunlap says he believes the system can be put in place, but acknowledges that it will be difficult.
This is a little bit like Luke Skywalker blowing up the Death Star. You get one pass. We have about 4 months to pull this off, and there's no opportunity for a dry run.
If the signatures are certified, Dunlap says he'll need about $1.5 million from the legislature to create the system to implement the ranked choice voting process. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.